Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Cashizzi's here, Shy Jones is here, Kodak is here, Baby Jade is here, Big Bank is here, OG Shante is here, and it is time for Big Facts Friday!
Yeah.
God damn it, what's up everybody?
Bing bong.
What's up?
What's poppin'?
Hey man, we out here living in vibing. Matriculating through life.
But you in bank seat, man?
I'm bank.
Dr. Yam.
What we talking about today, man, on this beautiful Friday?
Hey, man, we talking about, did black people fall for the okie doke voting for Joe Biden?
Oh, you say like, did Joe Biden trick black
did
people?
Did Joe Biden pull a fast one on black people?
And what makes you bring that topic to the forefront?
Cause I feel like, you know, yeah. I know it's still early, but I feel like these gas prices is ridiculous. Gas, it ain't never cost me $50 to fill up this Jeep before in my life. It used to cost me $25 at the most.
Yeah, I will say that I was.
Is that the president's fault with gas prices?
Man, it's somebody's fault. If the gas wasn't this high under Trump,
when you're the president, everything your fault.
Everything your fault.
It's like when you're the mayor, everything your fault. It is what it is.
When you the daddy, everything your fault.
Where you at, though? Nigga, I ain't seen the nigga.
You know who else we ain't seen? Where Kamala at?
She gone. She out of here.
I ain't seen Kamala since the inauguration.
Caterpillar.
We is America is
they enjoying that White House.
America is a country with no guidance. We out here just it's like when you leave the kids alone with no babysitter.
Trump's
we just out here fucked up.
We been bamboozled.
Led astray.
It's all a bamboozle. It's all a bamboozle.
Well, Trump wasn't doing shit either. Now I'm just look.
I mean, it don't matter.
Trump, so but who?
Trump,
for who?
Trump y'all was saying we go back on lockdown.
Trump was at least entertaining.
It's gonna be worse because there's gonna be no money.
That's what I'm trying to
tell you. Niggas gave it's gonna be worse because it's like we on lockdown, ain't no money.
Niggas gave us
in
two.
In California, they still on lockdown and they still getting stimulus checks in Cali.
Man, we got two $600 checks for the last 2 years. It's fucked
that's
up
just
out
Atlanta.
It's fucked
not
up
in
out
California.
No, y'all scamming.
No, seriously, in California.
No, I'm saying if this shit, because they said it's a new strand of that COVID, right?
Omarion strain.
I mean, Omarion. Whatever the fuck.
Omarion.
Macaron.
No.
It is Macaron.
Omicron.
Google it.
It's a Macaron.
No,
that sound like a 12.
Wasn't it like Google a Delta?
It was Delta.
It's a new one. They said it was. It went trending and said it was Omarion, but it's really Omicron.
Because niggas didn't know how to
Omicron.
What's the difference between that one?
Hey, guess where it started? Guess where they found the first strand of it at?
Africa.
California.
South Africa.
It was in Africa.
It's a difference.
In America, where they found it at, though?
California. Oh, every day starts in California.
I mean, so?
Because we locked down.
Oh, so basically, if that new strand going to spread. Because they say LeBron just got corona with the shot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So what that shot do?
Nothing. Uh-huh. That's why I didn't take it.
Why you get the shot?
Because I eat McDonald's.
That's why I didn't fucking take it.
The same shit.
Yeah, but I...
Yeah. Exactly. McDonald's the shot.
I'm not going to take it. Like,
McDonald's the shot.
They say the shot is supposed to lessen the symptoms. Like, you're not going to be on your deathbed if you get that motherfucker. That's why. They say you can still get it, but you're not going to be as bad with it.
Bro.
So.
I don't want to.
You gave it to everybody, nigga.
Yeah, you did.
I don't want to, like, speak out against that shit too much.
Corona
you
in
know,
Georgia.
When you, like, speak out against the shit, that's when, like, you pop up with it or some shit. Yeah. So I'm.
And then niggas pull it up. Oh, this like, you? This is what you said about it?
Whatever, whatever. But, like, I'm not. Mm-mm.
You're not getting the shot?
No.
Corona ain't no joke. I had it.
Me too.
That shit real.
Kaz gave it to everybody.
You got a shot?
Yeah, I got the shot.
You got a booster too?
No, I ain't get the booster.
She got it before all that shit though.
Damn, Kaz, baby, you got it now.
Coughing right.
No, I get it. I don't have a booster. I just had a shot.
Shantae got the shot.
Yeah, I got the shot.
You ain't get the shot?
Shit, that's what Adam fucked up at.
Following what happened?
He said that's what Adam got fucked up at following E.
I'm screaming.
But no, I feel like, you know,
somebody got to be here to shoot because she got the shot.
I'm fucking screaming.
But going back to the original topic, I feel like it's been a lot of, like, as black people, like, I feel like our needs are kind of last on the list of shit that when it comes to the administration catering to us. You feel me? Like, niggas gotta, we gotta, like, November was National Hip Hop Month. What the fuck they gotta do with us?
I was understanding that if we get the House and the Senate, right, when I talk to some of these politicians, that A, they will be able to fix this cannabis situation. So a lot of our partners that's in there for long ass bids for cannabis.
It's crazy shit.
Could potentially get free for one, even before they legalize the cannabis for just usage. That shit ain't happening.
You talking about that's the reason why you voted for us?
That was a big part of it. Because I feel like if I'm a voter, it's going to be some personal shit.
Like, I feel like everybody voted for Joe Biden because they didn't want to like vote Trump. For Trump. Yeah.
That too.
Me personally.
That too.
Yeah, nobody gave a fuck about who Biden was or what he was about to do. Just let's get Trump out of there.
And Biden had the Obama connection.
No matter if it hurt us or not, get him out.
Young guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If Trump would have basically said fuck y'all niggas openly, then we probably would have helped get him back.
But what if
Joe Biden said fuck you too openly?
Yeah, he did. We didn't know. We got traded. That's why we say did we get traded?
It didn't matter. It didn't matter if you knew or not. Y'all already had your mind made up because of Trump.
He got he got. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Everybody was backing him because they didn't want to back Trump.
But what I'm saying is, what if that was a part of the plan and Trump and Biden are working together?
What?
No. Look, no, what I'm saying
we
is, like,
voted for
Trump
Kanye.
Knew, like, okay,
oh, that ain't
he was on his last leg, whatever was going on. Mm. And if he came out and just started wilding out the last 6 months or whatever, that was going to completely shatter his chances and push you over to the other side.
That's a conspiracy.
That ain't him.
Because that man was trying to win. Right. Ain't no, that nigga ran raided the goddamn. They sitting folks in the Capitol about that shit.
Right. He was mad. He was like, didn't want
him. They had to really put him out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That nigga buck.
He got out-tricked. Like, I think he just got out-scammed.
But I think the whole time, people make this, like, the media persuaded your decision by telling you safe, by showing you that Trump was some bullshit.
Yeah.
He was some
okay,
bullshit.
Okay, but get what we're talking about. We're talking
but the
about
media
personal.
Is consistently
we're talking about
always
personal.
Playing on our
who's
emotions.
The best man for the job is supposed to be have the job, right?
But then there's also the lesser of two evils.
Who the fuck care about that?
The media is full of propaganda.
For
that's
sure.
Their job to sway our decisions one way or another.
Do you want the best man for the job or the person you like?
Well, who was the best man for this job?
The lesser of two evils.
It ain't them.
Who the fuck? Both are evil. So what are you talking about?
Lesser of two evils.
How is Biden more lesser because he don't show it? How?
No, I'm not saying he's not showing it.
So you're saying you want to be finessed.
No.
Like, I can't deal with a nigga who sold
me what it is.
Fuck you. I'd rather be finessed.
No, what I'm saying is,
I'd rather deal with a motherfucker who I know.
Remember my main purpose for voting, the cannabis shit, right? That wasn't even an option.
You're making that the main.
I'm saying
your main reason for voting for him was because you didn't like Trump.
Nah, but the
cannabis, you gotta have your own reasons to vote.
If I didn't like Trump, I just wouldn't have voted. You see what I'm saying?
But you said, rewind.
Go back.
You said not vote for Trump.
Okay, cool. So maybe I would have voted for Trump. But Trump sat in there 4 years, and granted, there was money and all this other shit, but he don't give a fuck about legalizing cannabis, freeing nobody out of jail, none of that shit. He don't.
That nigga let Kodak out.
No, man. We talking about real people who know we give a fuck about.
No relation.
I'm talking about that we know that.
Niggas came home, nigga T, BMF, all them niggas came home.
Yeah, they came home under COVID.
Trump, though.
They didn't come home under, this cannabis is now legal, y'all can go home and sell this shit.
But at the end of the day,
they didn't come home like that. It was because of COVID.
I feel like if a nigga would have gauged, if Trump would have still been in there, a nigga would have brought it to him the right way, he still was listening.
You sent your twin. Huh? He didn't get shit accomplished?
Yeah, he didn't.
What Kanye get accomplished when he went up there?
His wife did. Yeah.
Kanye, what Kanye get? Yeah, his wife did. And what did Kanye get accomplished? Kanye sat in the White House and said Larry Hoover name.
For sure.
And in the Oval Office. Larry Hoover.
We salute
Free
for that.
Larry Hoover. No matter what I did to get here, red hat, whatever, I still went in here and mentioned a gangster name in front of the whole world. Free Larry Hoover.
Salute on that.
This shit on CNN.
Salute to Kanye on that.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Like, come on now. Niggas got their tactics on how they do shit.
Yeah.
We got to respect the game. Yeah. What I'm saying is, how a nigga going to say the lesser evil? It's more evil when you don't know.
Yeah.
It's more evil because I don't know. I know what Trump. I know you's a racist. Mm-hmm. I know you don't give a fuck really about nobody unless they want some money.
That's true.
That's just, I know what type of nigga you is. Mm-hmm. I can get money with a nigga. I know what type of nigga you is. I can't get nothing done with a person I don't even know your motives or who you are. I don't even know you.
That make a lot of sense. That do make a lot of sense.
That's what I was saying about the whole Biden shit. Like, okay, when you rewind time, this nigga don't want to put all these niggas in jail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we gonna forget all that because Trump, so much of some bullshit. We're going to forget that this nigga here was a part of goddamn sitting out.
This going to be an unpopular opinion.
Huh?
This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it because it's big facts. And as we move into this new year, I'm going to say what the fuck I want to
say. Just spit that shit out, man.
You ain't gonna tell me to spit it out when you be taking 30 minutes for every goddamn question. Don't do that.
Let go, Street.
No, but I'm saying, like, I feel like that's what it would have been for Keisha too if she would have ran.
What?
Right here in Atlanta.
If what? What you mean?
If she would have ran, it would have been like she was kind of on some, she's not a Republican, but she's kind of on some Trump shit. Like, people were just over Keisha. So anybody that would have ran against Keisha would have won. That's why she didn't run. So what I'm saying is I'm agreeing with you. Like, Keisha, Trump is some bullshit.
So basically what you're saying is that Keisha gracefully bowed out.
She gracefully bowed out.
Before she had a chance to lose.
If she would have ran, it would have been the same situation.
Yeah, it would have been a Republican.
Anybody that ran against Keisha, if it would have just been Kasim and Keisha, Kasim probably would have won.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand what you're saying. I agree. That makes sense.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, shit didn't change for us drastically. Like, everybody was get Trump out, get Biden in. Okay, what did that do for you?
But what drastically changed during the Trump era?
What, like, you mean?
I mean, what? How did that
nothing change?
How it helped you?
What you mean? How what helped me?
Trump being in office, how did it help you or people around you?
What you mean? I can't say how did it help me or hurt me. But what I'm saying is, I'm not finna go vote for no nigga because I don't like the other nigga.
Gotcha.
I'm not finna do that.
Yeah.
Now, so if I was into politics, I would measure it. I don't know nothing about this shit, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. Like, I usually just go vote.
So the people that you vote for, you've made an informed decision to vote for them.
Yes, that's how I feel.
Based
I feel
on what
like
they
people
talk about.
Like, I'm not finna just, that's the same thing. Like, I'm not finna, just cause everybody say shot some bullshit, I'm gonna be like, shot some bullshit, and you ain't. Mm-hmm. Cause you saying she's some bullshit. I'm not no nigga like that.
I voted for that nigga based on the cannabis shit. I voted for that nigga based on the fact that he was supposed to create more funding for HBCUs. You know, shit that help people that I know. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't happened, so fuck him. Right now.
That's what I'm saying, but
you
niggas...
You got 3 more years, though.
The thing about it, bro, niggas say what they supposed to say when they're campaigning.
Oh, yeah.
That shit sounds
that's what politics
this
is.
That ain't even politics. That's any nigga, period, is going to say what he has to say to be able to work his moves.
But that's why they call that politicking. Even when it's not in the
That real shit though. Like, I just feel like we just so sleek, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the point of, and I'm not no motherfucking super Trump ass nigga, but the way people are trying to just say that Joe Biden gonna be the hero. Now, Joe Biden was black. I wouldn't give a damn what he did. Like, vote for Joe Biden.
That's what a lot of people
get running. Get in there and fuck us up. I'd rather be fucked over by a nigga.
A lot of people running off Trump. That Joe Biden Obama
shit. That's the shit that we be talking about. That's the shit that we just, didn't we just, haven't we had this decision on multiple, I mean, this discussion on multiple occasions about how you would rather be fucked over by somebody that looks like you as opposed to somebody that doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
We said that you would rather be fucked over by somebody that doesn't look like you as opposed to somebody that does.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's in this situation, you feel like we've been fucked over as a people for so long by the people that wouldn't give a fuck if the nigga that looks like you was fucking us because he deserves to fuck us, like, because we've been getting fucked.
You feel like Obama was the best president ever. Why? Because he was black.
Oh, God.
No other reason.
Oh, God.
I don't know nothing that Obama did for my life, personally.
No. They had a lot of people feel like, I mean, everybody can go. Everybody,
yeah, I do. He extended health care to niggas was 26.
That's why he did it at the end.
I was able to stay out of my mama's health care till I was 26.
Everybody go to the hospital for free.
Yeah, I was able to. I don't know nothing about all that.
What I'm saying is,
shit, it happened while I was.
If he didn't do that,
Obamacare shit,
he still would have been that nigga because he was a nigga.
Yeah.
And he gave us My President, that song by Jeezy. That's one of the hardest Jeezy songs ever.
What?
Shout out to Obama for that.
Shut up, Yams.
Dr. Yams.
Nah, we just felt like Obama was the one because we deserved it for somebody to look like us to be in there.
So it's all about, it's a campaign, so it kind of is all about, I ain't going to say tricking people, but another part of it is people felt like this black woman that was going to be next to him was going to do something, and they got tricked.
But you
got to.
That should make y'all feel even more.
Now, tell us about her, Miss California. Tell us about her.
Miss California.
That's your state. She from your state. Tell us about her.
Who the hell is Miss California?
She locked up a whole bunch of people.
Locked a whole bunch of black people, especially black men, and every politician in life has locked a nigga up.
Every judge has something to do with locking somebody up.
But she was doing like some other shit, like giving black people like crazy time on nothing, giving people 10 years life on
computer. Yeah, because you got an option of how much time you're going to give a nigga. You're going to give a nigga the minimum, or you're going to give a maximum. She was maxing out everything.
This shit is politics. Okay, we're going to get the face. Like, this is a black woman because of her color only.
Yeah.
She live as a, you know, she live in that world with them people.
Yeah.
Her husband is white, right?
Yeah, white. Sure. Yeah. White
as
hell.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, she got different values than a black woman.
A typical nigga.
Like how Keisha was. Yeah. Keisha still was a black woman. That's why I got to get on out of here. I ain't really ready for shit. I have a nigga problem there. Then my husband ain't come home like, this is a regular woman. Yeah. It's a regular black woman.
They talk about macaroni and cheese on Twitter.
White folk don't go through that.
Huh?
You saying white folk don't go through that. My nigga ain't come home.
Yeah, they might do, but they don't go through it to the extent of what you were going to go with.
Shit.
You get what I'm saying? Because niggas going to argue about it. Like,
but look, when it was, I was asleep.
When it was campaign time,
Kamala was the blackest nigga ever. She was in Timberland. She was in Timberland. She was like, I went to Howard. I'm an AKA. But when it's time to deliver, what the fuck? Damn, we ain't seen your ass in 10 years. You on vacation?
Nah, she enjoying that White House.
But at the end of the day, she can only do so much. She did her part already.
But then you probably
trick
don't
need niggas.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you mean niggas?
We did it, Joe.
That's what she got paid for.
We did it, Joe.
That's what her check consists of. What she did, she did her job out.
Finessing and flossing.
But what if? Okay, y'all.
Delve into the visceral world of hip hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
What if we don't know, like, once they become president, it's more to it? Like, we think
we know
like,
it's more to it.
More to it, but, not, like, no, what if it's, like, on some other shit?
Like everything secret, that they, yeah, like,
everything
shit.
That they promised us when they get in there, they're like, you know all that shit. You really can't do this shit because if you attempt to do this shit, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. And so now they sitting in the back quiet because they like, oh, shit, I didn't know being a president.
We know that because what's his name said, we ain't shutting shit down, blah, 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 blah. Trump said all this shit, and then 2 weeks later, he did it. So we know that is a bigger agenda. Because he said that shit out of his mouth. We're not, fuck all that.
So you think all I'm saying
it's
is
a behind the scenes president.
It's some, it's
you,
some, a behind
you said
the scenes
you don't
shit.
Like a person, right?
Right.
I can see if the, what's Trump rating for presidency like?
Well, that was bad.
It was.
Approval yeah. rating? Shitty.
It was real bad.
Yeah. Not approval, I'm saying like presidential shit, not likes.
Shit, 75% of the world say they'll vote for him again, though.
Right now?
No,
shit.
Of course. That's yeah. every president, though, babe.
What?
That always happened when the new president get in, they missed the last one. Except Bush. That always happened in history. Name one time it did. Except Bush.
Because no,
Bush was just the worst president.
I not get what I'm saying, though.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is. Yeah.
You asking what accomplishments did he do?
Yeah, did he do
did
anything?
His job. Did he do his
did
job?
Did he do his job?
What was his job?
Trump? I'm asking, being a president, I don't know. Do yeah. people feel like he did a job? Or they feel like he was just the worst president in history?
They feel like he's one of the worst presidents yeah. in history.
I think Trump just started
one, one of three.
Why?
Shit was
because of his started, antics, right? Or was it his job?
No, it was because of his agendas.
His agendas.
He wanted to run the U.S.
okay,
like a
and what
business.
Was that?
First of all,
agendas,
first of all,
agendas,
I didn't give a fuck about that wall.
His agendas were self-serving.
Right, the wall was,
the wall was some bullshit.
But at the end of the day.
Did they even finish the wall?
How no. you going to say. How this America, right?
Yeah.
So we supposed this is my
go spit
okay,
out.
America, right?
Pastor Bank.
Why the fuck do we give a fuck about what goes on in other people's country? Why don't we want a wall up to divide
No,
we're not gonna do that.
I'm asking a question.
No, listen. Okay. It's important.
We gotta get our shit together.
The same reason we didn't want a boat to fucking bring us from our home over here to the fucking colonial people.
We're here. We're here.
If it come down,
you know what I'm saying, okay, these folk gonna turn around and goddamn get the Asians, a whole goddamn whatever
man,
they did for the Asian. What? These are our
brown brothers.
You're not
they deserve this.
No, that's some emotion.
Nah, I got you. Nah, what I'm saying is,
okay, if Trump is all for America and we're Americans, why the fuck are we mad at him?
How do you feel like that's all
if
for
Trump
America?
If Trump feel like, bro, fuck that. We ain't finna keep sending jars over to China. Fuck them. No, me and Jordan Shiny. Had all the trading shit that he was doing.
Forget
he was
China.
Redoing it.
Forget
fuck China. Y'all. This shit gonna be made over here.
Forget
y'all gonna pay us.
Forget China.
Why are we mad at him about
forget,
that?
No, but forget
he wasn't,
China.
That wasn't why he was doing that, though.
What you mean? How, what, why was he doing it then? If we say I'm bringing the jaws back to America, why was he doing it then, Jay?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's say what you finna say.
No, what I'm saying is he was doing that. He wasn't doing that for the betterment of America or for
So if he bring the companies that's overseas back over here to our land, that won't better America?
You know what it'll better?
Hold on, let her answer.
No, what I'm saying, no.
Yes or no? With that?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
No, it's because you stuck.
I'm
if
not
I bring
stuck.
The jobs back.
No, I'm not stuck. But what I'm saying is you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Maybe you're saying that he's trying to bring the jobs and do this, whatever. Okay, cool, yeah. Bringing jobs, of course, is going to help the economy because it's going to be more jobs. But it's not. He's not doing it because he gives a fuck about people or because he's trying to help America or no shit like
so
that.
What are you saying? Hold on, listen to what I'm saying, Jay.
Why is he doing it? Let him say why he's doing it.
Let me ask a question. You said he's doing it for his own agenda, right? That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, no matter why I'm doing something, if it helps, how is that harm?
Now you can I speak now?
So
what you saying, you are dead on. Now you're looking at the picture. Now let me broaden the picture.
Please.
The nigga really crippled America. How? Right? Nobody will go fucking work now. So that's not helping everybody. We can't find nobody to work now.
I don't know what y'all talking
about. No, it's a serious situation. Yeah. Like he crippled
everybody.
Is everybody
giving them the money?
Yeah, but more than just that.
What?
If the jobs is there and ain't nobody going to do the jobs, what are we going to do with the jobs?
See, we just had a whole fucking coronavirus.
That coronavirus.
Nobody fixed that.
No, I'm not talking about the coronavirus. I'm saying now that we got past coronavirus, you can get a vaccine, you can go out and work. Nobody's going to work. So why you think the signs is up everywhere? Come work. He really crippled us.
How?
He crippled us because
nobody's going to work because
it ain't because of Corona.
No, I know. Okay. But you make more money from social media now. These people are entrepreneurs.
That's for the young people.
That's why.
But I'm talking about
why they don't want to.
I'm talking about
work.
For the older people that they because you can't find chefs, you can't find waiters, you can't find waitresses, you can't find Amazon.
How did Trump do that though?
They crippled America by giving them the free. When you give, the people are crippled.
Oh,
if you give to everybody, they're crippled.
That ain't what I'm saying. Corona stimulus is totally different, I guess. What I'm saying is, if
he created more jobs, let's break it out. You saying that he created more jobs?
By saying
y'all can't take these jobs
or after COVID? Let's just
I'm saying
this.
Before COVID.
COVID
was his last 2 years of office, right?
Yeah.
So my problem before the COVID was the main thing he was doing with this border shit is saying fuck the Latinos, and I feel like the Latinos is with us.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
He even tried. He even.
But the ones that's here, y'all gonna be inside that wall too.
that's a big fact.
We need to get this shit together.
Yeah.
That's a big fact. Yeah. He ain't saying
the whole time. Why the fuck are we sending? Like he's saying, this nigga saying, why are we sending money to help other countries when our shit fucked up?
I want to talk about just Mexico. I agree with what you're saying. Fuck what's going on miles to the east and all that other stuff.
All right. That's just like this. In this room right now, if we had a chance to send our best engineer from Big Facts to another podcast, why the fuck are we doing that? We need to make our shit sound the best first. Why the fuck do we have Cash and Shy filming another nigga's shit, Crispy, to compete with us?
Let's mind our own fucking business.
I don't understand that.
What you're saying is let's mind our own.
So if I'm running a country, I want the best for my shit first, man.
That
nigga ain't doing that shit for America, though, bro.
What is he doing it for? Explain it to
he
me.
Doing
she
that
was
shit.
Just saying that.
He doing that shit for the companies that he's involved in. It's for his best interest, not everybody's best interest.
Because you gotta think
I want to make sure that my...
Do anything.
No, you got to think about
why do anybody do anything,
but
though,
you're
bro.
Running a country. You're supposed to be in the best interest of the whole country, okay. Including niggas like me and you.
Facts. But
he's saying, fuck y'all.
If I take whatever motors over here and bring it to America,
right?
It's your choice if you want to work here.
True.
So what the fuck? I got to come to your house and scream. I just brought you, nigga. It's over here.
Yeah.
I take from over, we growing our own crops now. When we go, we outsourcing.
Nah, that's
how the
bullshit.
Fuck am I taking this shit?
Because it's places. Okay, for one, let's just, if we're gonna talk about crops, it's places over here in America, in the U.S. that can't even grow certain crops because of like time of year and all
okay.
that. Oh, we don't have the land and all that. The cost of labor is a
we
lot.
We don't have the proper
the
irrigation.
Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. So you need to. You need
but like Trump said, certain shit y'all want for us. I want the ball in my court. It's certain shit y'all
but
got
he
to
wants
us.
The, he wants the ball in his court because the problems and the despair and all of that shit that's going on in America, he's using those as his fucking personal power pull to fucking drop his nuts on these different countries. And
what else
people.
Do you supposed to do, though?
But you guys, also,
this shit is chess. This shit ain't friendly.
But you also,
I'm supposed to be friendly with these.
No, I'm not saying that.
Like Trump said, man, we've been in the worst trade deal ever. And this shit is proven facts forever.
You got a point.
That's what I'm saying. We had the worst trade deal. We give away the most money. We got to come do everything. Everybody, hell no, the folk got to figure that shit out. Bring him true home.
So you admire his gangster, right?
How can you not?
But I'm going to say another unpopular opinion, right? You admire his gangster. Let's call him a gangster. But really, some of that shit, he's Putin's bitch. When it comes to that Russia shit, he's really Putin's bitch. So he's really moving around working for them folks.
No cap.
When you look at the bigger picture, that's all I'm saying. I see what you're saying.
At the end of the day,
I see what you're saying.
Everybody, bitch.
I'm fucking screaming. Okay.
Like, niggas just trying to, them folks just, hey, just drop their nut. Kim Jong, you just dropped a nut. Oh, no, I got a nut that'll reach, nigga. As soon as you got it off, what's happening?
Yeah.
You ain't on that bullshit like Trump. Trump go straight on Instagram like a nigga. Hey, bro, you do it again. We coming through that.
We're going to send some hot shit your way, boy.
We go, like, I ain't going to tell you no motherfucking more.
We're going to light your ass up like fireworks, yeah. Nigga.
You won't smoke, we got it.
I understand people look at a person when you done already said, I don't fuck with the person who the person is, so anything they do is just wrong to me.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
I understand that, but I don't understand that, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's not
because at the end of the day, shit, nigga, whatever you're doing don't affect me. Mm. I can't tell you how you get shit done.
But that shit will affect you if they start sending them goddamn missiles and shit.
Man, like, before they do all that, man, that man let everybody die.
This shit ain't really about nothing, but...
I'm just saying, folks, you think these folks finna let America just go out bad, bro?
Nah, that's one thing I know. That's one thing I know ain't gonna happen, nigga. We got, nigga, if one thing America know how to do is fight and go to war, nigga. Niggas don't want that shit.
But why we don't want the advantage, though?
We got the advantage. We ain't never lost the advantage.
We got some more. What advantage have we lost? We got one major quote unquote op slash friend that has the power to be the superpower, and that's Putin. China.
Oh,
because they got fucking people and population and shit. You know what I'm saying? Putin is just the real gangster.
Putin can fight for real.
That's the real gangster. If you watch his documentary, that's the
that
real.
That nigga be riding bears and shit.
Yeah, he also.
But them nigga, how you
that nigga banned
say?
Leather coats.
Right.
Young Goon.
Yeah, he banned leather jackets.
All right, so we
y'all niggas can't wear this shit because I'm wearing this shit.
They nuts up.
They've been doing that since 1950.
All right, but then we get a nigga like Trump, who like, man, that nigga a little bitch, man.
Young guy.
We mad at him.
Man.
But then behind closed doors, Trump goes and sucks dick.
Ooh, he can suck his dick.
Who, Putin?
No, I'm talking about the other nigga, Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
he wanted smoke with them
folks. They're not the real ops, though.
Hey, no.
This is going to the fake ops.
Scream.
This goes back to the media propaganda.
Nigga.
Go to Russia, nigga. Go to China.
Trump
go to the real
Kim
ops. That's what
man.
I'm saying. He'll go
that,
China
he
virus and all that shit.
Rocket man. But if you really wanted smoke with him.
If you really felt man, like China made COVID and fucked everything up, go to war with them niggas. You're not going to do that.
Because
he's going to pick his battles wisely, the ones he think he can win.
I think we just got him advised. Like, hell no, you tripping, Trump. You tripping. Trump don't give a fuck, bro. He'll try to eat folk, bro. Go.
Yeah.
I ain't going. Nah, he looking at it. Go away.
I can't wait for the day when Trump comes to Big Facts. It's going to be so legendary.
Bro, I'm just saying, I just know how this shit go when you try to, what you call it? When you try to just look at a person for their character as their decisions are wrong. You can't say that. You know how many niggas that's Kanye is the dumbest nigga in the world to everybody, but the smartest.
No, big fact.
But the smartest, like everything he do, like he shouldn't have did that, they'll count him out every time. That shit ain't gonna work. Ooh, this shit working. So what that make you when you start saying, man, he just ain't right? It make you a hater. You wrong. Mm-hmm. If you can't do what he do and you want to do what he do, but he can do what he do,
You wrong.
Salute to Kanye.
Who don't want to make $6 billion?
Oh God.
Who ain't trying to wake up every morning and make them $6 billion?
We should have voted for Ye for president.
No, I'm just saying, like, real shit. Am I right or wrong though?
They had a point, but how you feel when he was reading that paper?
What paper?
The paper. When he was reading the paper, when he was reading the shit.
What?
After the Drake Champ shit.
Oh, with Drake?
Yeah.
I knew he was finna do that anyway. When I seen the interview, I was like, he ready to make up with Drake.
Yeah, and I'm happy they did. Like,
yeah, I knew he was finna do that anyway, but shit, at the end of the day, shit. I felt about it. I ain't even really
when it is for a cause, we salute that cause.
When it's for a cause, it makes shit different. Like, if niggas can put their problems to the side for something bigger than everybody, then shit, yeah, that's this be saluted. But yeah, that shit nigga was reading the hell out of
the paper. I just feel like that, man. At the end of the day, I don't really know about the politics shit. I'm just speaking from opinion, basically, right now. I just feel like everybody voted for Biden. The moral of the shit was, did we get tricked?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
And did I say this was a trick before the voting? Yes. Like,
it's always a trick, though.
Yeah, it's always a trick, though. Mm-hmm. But now we're tricked and guessing, trying to guess what the trick is. If we were tricked by Trump, well, no. We got a racist-ass goddamn.
He really just been spending all this time on some real shit, just trying to undo everything Trump did.
So do y'all think
Trump spent the first year trying to undo everything Obama did.
He ain't on Obama. Okay.
They all hate on each other.
So do y'all think if Trump run in 2024, he gonna win?
Yes.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Nigga might blow his
ass out.
Unless
they have a goddamn black messiah or somebody like that to goddamn run against. Other than that, yes.
Unless Oprah come. Okay, she gonna run.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. Denzel gonna have everybody mama and auntie voting.
Steve Harvey.
Fuck it.
Nah, but I don't know, man. My flesh crawl, bro. Like, we ain't even gonna look at the man background. We just finna go vote for him because we don't like Trump. That's
well, they know his background because he sat up under Obama. So that's they thought he was going to be like Obama. That's where he was fucked up. I feel you. That's where they fucked up. Like, he's not Obama.
That's what a lot of niggas was, we about to get Obama part two.
No.
But what's Obama part two, though?
Biden.
I'm saying, but what did Obama do?
Healthcare. Obama made niggas it was, so that everybody
doing,
can go
was doing the electric
to
slide
the
in the White House and shit. I don't know niggas want that.
Everybody can go to the doctor. Like, you got older aunties and people who
insurance.
Need.
Yeah, that shit.
You kicked
shit.
Off your parent insurance.
And
like,
Trump tried to undo that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still trying to. What?
Obama made it so you stay on your parents. Insurance till you're 26.
Yeah, health insurance.
I'm not finna save y'all niggas.
To make you be able to get insurance for the low.
We not finna save y'all niggas.
Yeah, and you can get like insurance for the low. Like, everybody should be covered by insurance.
But what I'm saying is, really, all this shit's bullshit. Why the fuck do we just? Oh, so we probably be happy with healthcare?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need some money, man.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying if you got
the cost of healthcare.
If you got if you got an auntie or uncle that do the dialysis.
I know what I'm just saying, but like,
no, we need free healthcare anyway.
You give black folks something this big, they be like, shit, he gave us healthcare.
No,
we need.
Y'all came up with all this money. When this pandemic came, y'all could have been gave with it.
We need free health care,
healthcare.
You go to, I understand that. Yeah. That's cool.
You go to,
we need more
you go to
health
Canada.
No, we definitely do. That's
I'm
not,
like,
that's
we
not
can't
it.
Get that and just be like, yeah, we got
who knows?
Cool.
Who knows?
They, no, but they, we don't they, even have it all. We need it free.
Not like the buck
we
doesn't stop there.
That's what
it doesn't stop there, but I'm just saying.
That's where it needs to start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't get that and get satisfied.
When niggas go to the hospital in Canada, they just walk in that motherfucker.
But y'all talking about shit I ain't even talking about. I guess I be explaining shit wrong. Yes, we need healthcare. Thank you, Obama. Yeah. But I'm not satisfied with this whole presidency before no motherfucking healthcare.
No, I'm not
what
saying
else we
that.
Need?
I'm just saying
they just
that.
They just gave these folk out there.
We need reparations.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about,
that
bro.
Need to be on
who going
to
do that?
And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now to help y'all out.
Who
going to
take
that
nigga from zero like?
That shit not ever going to happen. That shit not ever going to happen.
They going to be like, if you were born in 20 years.
Who going to help these niggas, man?
That shit ain't going to happen.
That's what I did. So why the fuck is we happy and doing all this?
I ain't say happy. I'm just saying something happened to help some of my folks in the Obama times
I can
with
go,
the health care.
Japanese Americans have gotten reparations.
You've been to Chicago, bro. You claim, you know what we need.
Oh, but we going back to our earlier conversation.
See what,
first,
see the,
when he did
the
first 4 years, he did it. He was in the we, first, the second 4 years, he probably did it for my niggas.
Hey, listen.
Straight up.
No, but see, the thing is, you got to understand that even though Obama was president, he still didn't have total power. to be able to make a lot of shit happen. Like, he was up against a lot of opposition from the Senate.
But, yeah, but, and but he didn't have the Senate. I get that, but y'all got to understand. Y'all got to understand, you can buck, though, right? You can buck the system like how...
You can buck, but they can still come back around and veto your buck.
Listen, I understand that. But at least try. Put out a bill to something that seems like he trying to get us our 1 acre and one mule.
Right.
Try that shit.
Right, right, right.
Ain't nobody even trying it. Trump, everything Trump wanted to do for that shit he wanted to do, he was trying it.
He did, he tried it.
They're groups in America. Fuck that. I'm sorry. America right now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's groups in America right now that have gotten reparations for shit that didn't even happen in America. The shit happened over in Europe and shit. They getting reparations now in America.
That's what I'm saying. Like, God damn.
You know why?
Why?
Because fuck y'all niggas. And it don't matter who the president is. Fuck y'all niggas.
That's what
I'm
saying.
So I'm saying now that I read clearly what the message is, I'm at peace. I don't give a fuck.
I think.
I've been tricked for a couple times on some. We should vote for this. I did vote for Obama. Right,
I don't mind. I voted for Obama.
I didn't vote for Trump or Hillary. I ain't doing it.
I ain't do Trump or Hillary either.
I'm not voting for nobody. So I guess I voted for Trump.
One time in my life, and it was for Obama.
Yeah,
there you go.
Never voted again. Never before. That's on God. Just because of shit, I won't see a black man in there.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn what he do. But what I'm saying is,
1% black.
Trump trying these folks, man.
No, sir.
This what I want, that wall, I'm finna start building this motherfucker.
As goofy as that shit sounded.
Ain't nobody tried to do that for
you're right.
Nothing what we got going
and
on.
And that's what's fucked up now. Ain't nobody
the black
trying.
Vote is the most important vote.
Ain't nobody trying.
But I feel like the politicians, all right, so politicians that go on 2024, 2028, we need to let that shit be known. Like, look, you talking about all this other shit, cool. We want reparations. Why right, you want us to vote for you? These are our demands. This is shit. That need to be from the local level to the goddamn federal and state and federal.
Bro, could we start from zero? No other race really start from zero. You come to this country. If you come to this country, free will, right? If you catch a walk to this country, free will. They got shit set up for people that's not from here, but ain't shit set up for the niggas that's from here.
You know why?
That y'all took.
But it's that's beyond zero. That's behind
God
zero.
Damn. What the hell going on?
Niggas had a 400-year head start.
You know why?
A nigga can come from nowhere.
Why? But do y'all know why?
Now he know how to speak this shit. Yeah, he deserves a chance in America.
He's American now.
Do we deserve a chance in America?
You
been? Y'all niggas stole us, man.
Bro, and still you bank.
No, man.
They stole my people. They stole my people.
And they gave me. We had,
and we can't get we shit. Nigga, they don't even want to give you.
We set
they don't
back 400 years.
Welfare, man.
They do give you.
We just,
I said they don't want to.
The civil,
you got to qualify.
Listen, the civil
rights. These folks come over here with nothing.
The civil rights movement was in 1960.
It's easy to get grants and all that shit, man. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How the fuck a nigga
move
over in debt pole and got a stove?
I'm fucking screaming. And
hey,
you right.
I'm just being real. Like, everybody, every Indian, every all the African and everything, like, y'all ain't taking advantage of this shit?
Nigga,
this
we don't got that
us,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
You still got boat residue on you, man. You fresh off that motherfucker.
Bro, niggas laughing because niggas thinking this shit.
There's a moral to the story.
We just all fucked up, bro.
Yeah, the moral of the story is, fuck y'all niggas.
If you're an immigrant, cool. Welcome to America. You a nigga, get to the back of line.
Yeah, bro, you got took. Did you get took? Oh, nah, we ain't got nothing for the niggas we took.
I'm screaming.
Oh, you just got here. Shit, man. Come to the front.
Welcome.
Here's a flag.
Like, why is it like that? See, that's what Trump was trying to say, like, I don't give a fuck about no nigga trying to sneak over here.
Yeah.
But shit, he still ain't giving a fuck about the niggas that didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't give a fuck more about some more motherfuckers than you do us. That's all I'm saying.
What?
Maybe we got a chance to.
What are we saying right
listen,
here?
I feel you, Jay.
What am I saying? What I'm saying is, you don't give a fuck about us, right?
Right.
But
right.
Don't show a motherfucker. This is what my wife tell me every time. Like, okay, you acting like you upset today? If you in the mood, be in the mood with everybody then. Not just
yeah,
me.
Big fan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the same shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all ain't fuck with us. Don't fuck with your motherfuckers either then.
No, that's a big fact.
Shit, let this shit be like, get what it is.
No, true.
Yeah. That's a big
we need to fucking
never,
buddy.
I never looked at it like that.
You ain't fuck with us.
Damn, I ain't never looked at it like that.
Yeah,
that's
like,
real
hey,
shit, though.
You know, acting like I'm in a mood, like I'm in a mood, but I come here like, what's up? Hey.
Hell nah.
Still.
Yeah.
Stay like that.
Right.
With everybody.
I say that.
Bro, you is, bro, you really don't got something on your heart with me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would understand if, like, a nigga like Trump saying, fuck everybody. I respect that. But Joe Biden, you saying the people that got mixed, that got split up at the border, we finna send them $400,000 a piece. What the fuck we gonna send them?
A piece, or they was all splitting it?
Who? What the hell, nigga?
Nah, they only 400 a piece.
What they was saying?
I don't know.
Google it, goddamn.
It ain't they no said way it's 450 a
person. Who's splitting? They said nah, they were all the families.
Nah, that's a, that's, that nah, put okay, us so nah, far in debt.
To the families. What they saying?
It's 450 for the whole group in the whole.
Hell no, they say if you got split up at the border, your family can get $450,000, man, to get y'all shit back together.
They could have split me.
They done split us.
Oh, God, you could have split me for a few years.
We split.
Oh, no, that's, yeah, no, it's $450,000.
A family?
What'd I say?
That's what they're trying to give him, or that's what that was approved?
I don't know. I
say too.
A nigga ain't even never said that about a nickel.
Damn.
You know why? Because fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah, fuck
I understand that, but niggas still trying to say, but Joe Biden is the lesser evil.
Fuck y'all niggas.
How he the lesser evil? This is what I'm trying to say. How is he the lesser evil when Trump's showing y'all, I don't give a fuck about nobody.
That's on God. Because Joe Biden made that law. They made
not just, oh, I just don't give a fuck about y'all.
Exactly. Right. Like, it's a hate crime to fight Asians now. It's a hate crime to fight gays now. It ain't no hate crime to fight the niggas no more.
Niggas getting their head gunned down.
Ain't no hate crime. It is what it is.
So dedicate, niggas might stop killing niggas. Y'all say, okay, if you kill a black man, your ass getting 100 years. That's a hate crime. Nigga might stop that.
Yeah, that stopped the black on black time.
You tell me
they, oh, you shut, said nigga,
I'm gonna get what? You tell me get what?
Nigga might think twice. I'm just gonna beat this nigga ass.
Yeah, fight.
Cause you kill him. This shit different, bro. Like, ain't no first, ain't no second chance. Yeah, getting it out.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody even trying
hold
to figure
on,
it out.
You giving credit to Trump for that?
He's just saying. She said, goddamn, they said, if you do something, like, yeah, fuck around and get to argue with an Asian, now that shit gonna be a hate crime.
Right. Yeah.
You fuck around and do something to them gays or something, your ass, that's a hate crime.
Right. Yeah.
All
right,
so if a nigga do something to me, he just get five. Aggravated assault?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Probation?
Right. Yeah, right.
Like, we don't, we, black lives don't matter.
Damn! Bank on fire.
This nigga did this shit in his first week in office.
Oh, God, he did.
Asians.
His office still had the new office smell.
Man, I see she got no money, but she on point. Real shit. But goddamn, we been, bruh, George Floyd's and all these folks, man, these folks goddamn get their family a little something. All right, shut up.
Yeah.
What a change gonna be?
Yeah.
If this shit happen again, niggas ass going to prison. If a cop, they thought they had this shit to like, bro, if a cop shoot a black man, bro, and it's unjustified, he automatically.
Hey,
ain't no goddamn court, ain't no nothing. Your ass getting it right there. Guantanamo Bay, bitch.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, make this shit serious.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it. and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't nobody change our situation but us, bro.
How? How we gonna change?
We gotta start with us.
We gotta start. We gotta remove that. How we gonna change the mentality?
Y'all still wanna go vote for goddamn another nigga?
No, we're not talking about the voting.
We gotta do with voting.
We're not talking about the voting.
These young kids out here killing
we
shit.
We lose black lives like, looking kids, like it ain't
it's
shit.
It's an underlining, listen, it's an underlining problem that they would never know why they killing each other.
Exactly. So we need to stop.
But that shit don't start with us, bro. That shit start. That shit been
it's
already.
It's systemic.
This
is
a playbook, dog.
Definitely systemic.
To make niggas goddamn already, nigga. Every, this little shit we do, that nigga, how we look at each other is already pre. What it
program.
Is? It's already pre-programmed. How I look at you. Yeah. When I see a nigga, I'm looking like this nigga on some bullshit because it's pre-designed in my head from whatever I've been through.
But look, like to what he's saying, right? So like he said, it's systemic. Like niggas ain't killing niggas for fun. Niggas killing niggas because niggas trying to eat.
Survival.
Niggas are lacking. So they see a nigga that got it. Shit. Only way my kids gonna eat. I got kids at the crib.
That's not but that goes. True. But that goes back to.
Not in every case.
You look at countries that are wealthy and countries that are affluent and countries that don't have minimal poverty, their crime rate is next to zero.
Exactly.
Man, the United States is not poor, y'all.
Exactly. I just went to Dubai, bro. That shit clean.
No, for sure.
That shit clean. You smoke a blunt, your ass going to jail.
My example.
You can't even be in the folk country if your ass from over there. Like, just say even you from over there.
But don't
they
you
pull your
wear,
blood or something. You got weed in your system. Your ass going to jail.
Yeah, but don't they got to wear like certain shit and all that? They got rules
that
and regulations.
That shit don't matter. That shit don't matter.
In America, we don't want to have rules and regulations, but we want to have all this other shit.
But get what? We supposed to be the entitled. Land of the free. We rid of the
This supposed to be the most insulated. Powerful country in the world. Like even outside of the niggas killing nigga shit, right? How many? We just had another school shooting this week. How many school shootings you think these other countries are having?
Zero.
America, I'm looking at the numbers now. America has had since 2009, 288 school shootings. Canada, 2. France, 2. Germany, 1.
And then y'all wonder why they got guns in school. If I was in school, I'd have me a gun because ain't nobody finna come just shoot school up. That shit don't make sense.
But who the fuck is that shooting them schools up? It's somebody else shooting them schools up to make something else. Something going on, bro. Ain't no nigga shooting up no school.
No,
bro.
For sure.
But it was that one nigga a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that one.
But y'all know who the fuck it is shooting up the schools. It's them saltines.
Most of the time.
We had one.
The saltines are shooting up the schools.
When you shoot up a school.
The Ritzes.
We go.
Them Ritz. Them Grams.
You said what, mate?
If you shoot up a school, we're going to embarrass you. We're going to cut your motherfucking face off. Cut your whole head off. He ain't going no jail.
Man, them saltines don't give a fuck
but
about
that's how they do in other countries. They be doing some weird shit. Cutting your head off, doing some
oh,
crazy
yeah, if you
ass. Them folks do shit. See, these niggas ain't scared enough over there.
Right. We'll have those problems back in Africa. They will behead you.
You steal some shit in Africa?
We will behead you, you right?
Oh, you a thief, huh?
See that
walk around here with one arm.
No mass shootings in
Africa. You ever got stuck with
I just
a blow
hate
dart?
To see
niggas?
My people,
like, that shit is painful.
You got stuck?
I just hate to see my people when so I was lost little. In sleep. Thinking yeah. That. Vote for a motherfucker, they gonna change for us.
No,
like,
hell no, don't think that. Don't think that, but please.
This probably be the most ignorant shit I ever said. I probably never vote unless it's a black man in the vote.
But please. Please.
The same way, the same way we've been pre-designed to look at ourselves and hate ourselves is the same way we've been pre-designed to hate the Saltines.
I don't hate nobody, me personally.
I mean, not hate, but you know, but we don't trust the Saltines.
Bro, that ain't, that wasn't predisposition, nigga. We already know, nigga. Nigga, this come from back in the day, nigga. I'm a little slave, little boy. I see this nigga whipping my goddamn grandma. Wilpo never hate like y'all.
Stupid ass.
I'm just saying, shit, nigga. If you go in front of a judge, them motherfucker white. Police grab you, they damn near white. So shit, you looking at that as if y'all against me.
But the Saltines ain't never meant for us, though.
That's what I'm saying. So that wasn't pre-designed. That shit was just inherited.
Yeah. What it is.
Pre-designed to hate each other is...
It was set up like that.
Yeah, like, just even you get into... We get into a goddamn... We got Big Fat Podcast, and they be like, shit, oh, yeah, hell yeah, we fuck Big Fat Podcast. But they know Jay. But Jay, we feel like you could... You know what I'm saying? You don't need those guys.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Here's $1 million.
Yeah.
So that make you feel like, shit, you finna give me $1 million. I really don't need them niggas.
It's tactics.
But why would I take $1 million?
Not you. I'm just saying anybody. Just saying in general. Like in the record label. The record label. We got a record label.
I'm not gonna do that.
We got a record label. Goddamn. Big Fat record label. But I'm the rapper.
1, 2, 3 records.
Jay, Screen, Shy, Kodak, Cash. I tell y'all to put all the money in me. But then I'm the star now. It's time for y'all to get y'all money back. Them folks telling me, like, you don't need those guys.
Mm-hmm. Plant that seed.
It's designed.
That, like,
divided.
Seed of doubt.
Say divide some bullshit. Yeah. Divide. I really don't need the first.
Yeah, I really don't. Because at that point, you don't. And they done got you to where they can get you to.
Yeah.
But now the dream ain't even the dream no more. It's got
it's a scheme. The dream done turned into a scheme.
The dream done turned into the scheme, man. This shit just all... Niggas
this shit
tricked.
Is all fucked up.
Tricked, like. You know what I'm saying? But so how do you live in this life, Scream?
Oh, listen to what I'm saying. I can't answer that question. I still have to go back to... We got to take some motherfucking accountability.
Where the dream then turned into a scheme, and then you still got to fight with the Saltines.
We
got
to take some accountability, but
he's saying that the crime and all that shit and the murders is because people trying to survive. But I don't know one rapper that died from no robbery. It wasn't no robbery. Nobody trying to take nothing. They just
that's clout.
Pop Smoke died from a robbery. They was trying to rob him.
Okay, that's one of how many.
That shit be really clout.
Yeah.
Do you think you can live in this world that we live in 100% genuine?
No.
It depends on how much you come outside.
And the people, and where are you trying
in
to be?
In order to get paid and be go be to successful. The top, whatever you need to do, do you think you can be 100%?
Now, we had this conversation before. You said, what's the top? And you answered that. Remember that episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so you elaborate on what you said.
To have that nice home you just got for your wife for the push gift and all this, do you think you could be a
fuck, we said to fuck keep the, that up? Fuck the time I've been, I was I'm on saying, the top of Mason and Chiplet. That's what you said.
But see, you're genuine.
Do you think you could be 100% genuine to keep up your life?
I don't feel like I sacrificed nothing, though.
No, listen. At some point, your genuineness is going to be compromised.
What was compromised? What we compromised?
You can't.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think so either.
What we compromise? So what are we compromising to get where we at right now?
What you feel like compromise? I ain't saying do you have to compromise like your
mom. No, like
I'm
your...
I'm saying 100% genuine. Do you know what genuine? You know what genuine means?
Please break down genuine. Okay. Let me understand.
You got to turn
think
that
you
shit
can,
off.
Hold on, I'm going to give do you think you can do Big Facts? Do you think you can interview every nigga in this motherfucker and genuinely, like, I like this person?
Oh, no, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
So if you're doing an interview with a motherfucker that you really just
you gotta turn that shit off at some point.
Yeah, so you can't be 100% genuine living
so
in this
world.
That's fake, though. I think that's...
Shit, you've been fake plenty of times, Scream.
How? Like, some people walking in motherfucker and you genuinely
I have
like,
too.
Man, that my boy, bro. I don't give a fuck. Like even with the Pimpin' Kid interview, you were like man,
oh,
you
like,
genuinely
dang,
fuck with that interview.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
We all have our relationships with people, but as a team, we gon' there's been people in here that we all,
yeah, but
whatever.
I'm saying, but at the end of the day, you're not finna say, a genuine person would say, 100% genuine person would be like, you know what, start the interview, this nigga some bullshit.
Oh, gosh.
That's being,
is that genuine or is that?
No, that's not
being genuine.
What is that
genuine,
being?
Genuine is being real.
I feel like that's renegade.
No.
I feel like you can be real without being a renegade.
Genuine.
If you renegade some shit, if you blowing the whole shit up,
you
blowing the situation.
Okay, can you be 100% real?
No.
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 To me, I feel like real and genuine is the same thing.
I feel the same way.
That's how I feel.
The same way.
I feel like the same way. Pull up the definition.
Because if you're genuine, you can't be fake and be genuine.
How?
But like, but being around somebody.
That's just like,
how? Being around somebody and telling them you don't like them does not make you like.
That's not needed.
If you're acting like you like them, that's true. That's
true. Genuine means true what something, truly what something is said to be or authentic.
Real, authentically.
That's the same thing.
I don't know. I look at it different. I don't feel like.
No, you saying can you have a good heart and still yes?
Okay,
that's what y'all looking at. Genuine is good heart.
Yes.
Right.
No, but you can have a good heart and still win, but genuine is real. If I come in, I can't be 100%. I can't be genuine and be married. I can't. I can just love her. If she come in the motherfucker and say, baby, my baby hair laying down. Just because I love you, I'm going to be like, yeah, they laying down right. But I told the bitch, you need to go back and let them folk lay that shit down.
No. That, you supposed to tell her.
I'm just saying, that's real.
Laying down.
Am I right or wrong? I just be like, yeah, just put some more on it, baby.
It's called tact. It's called tact. It's tact.
That's not being genuine. So that's not being real.
Tact is fake.
Being real.
How? Yes.
Being real is being
real. Tact is fake.
Being genuine. If her baby hair not laying down and you tell her her baby hair is laying down.
No, I ain't going to say it's laying down. I'm going to say they look nice, baby. It look nice. Leave it like that. They look nice.
Being real would be, nah, let's go ahead and fix them. That's being real.
Like we don't know how to fix them.
But you tell the problem is being real. Like that's the being real.
You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to say something to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say something to hurt her feelings.
You can be a genuine person and still hurt people's feelings.
That's the point. That's what we're saying.
You could be a fake person and hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't getting
what I'm saying. Y'all got the signals confused.
Yeah. You think what you thinking when I'm saying genuine, like, do you have to be a fuck nigga to be it by? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, can you be 100% real in this world through every situation?
Do you have to compromise at some point? You have to compromise at some point.
You have to compromise. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Like, you got to. There's no other way. Like, how?
But that don't make you fake.
No, but
when people work with people they don't fuck with, you can work with people they don't fuck with and get the agenda done.
No, but what I'm saying
is, you
got
to be friends with them. Now, if you're trying to be friendly with them, that's fake. But you can be over there and I can be over here, we can get the money. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, but people be cordial. Cordial still is being fake.
I don't think cordial being fake.
If you don't fuck with a person.
I don't think cordial being fake.
Like, if you don't fuck with a person.
Yeah.
If you don't fuck with a person.
Like being a bigger man, bigger woman. Like, you grow to the point, like, I'm not going to let you fuck up what I got going on.
Nah, but what I'm saying is, that's what I'm saying. You still have to turn it off.
I'm saying being cordial is fake.
No, I don't.
You still have
fake.
To turn it off in order to get that job done.
Fake. Of course, me.
Fake. I ain't saluting you. I don't fuck with you.
Period.
You don't have to.
It's not a problem.
Not a problem.
You stop fucking with me, motherfucker. I don't even see you, bro. Sit down and do my job. I don't see you. That's it's not a problem.
But in order for you to get the job done, you guys have to interact. And that interaction, if you don't fuck with that nigga, it's fake.
No, it's not.
How is it not?
No, for example, if I don't fuck with Bank, for example, if I don't fuck with you at all, Scream, no, I don't fuck with you. You know me and you don't fuck with each other, but you still have to give me your bio and shit for me to send to other people. If I hit you up and
it's
say,
work.
Hey, Bank, send
it's
me
work.
Your bio and stuff.
Saying
that.
Oh,
I'm saying that. That's business.
Exactly. That's business.
I say, if I walk in the motherfucker, you be like, how you doing, Bank? That's fake.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with me. Right. Don't give a fuck how I'm doing. Yeah.
That's trying to
be friends. That's what I'm saying. We trying to be cordial. That's fake.
That's a fake action.
That's
for
a
sure.
fake action. But yeah, saying, okay, so if you work with somebody you don't fuck with and you in a room full of people and you go, what's up, whatever, is that fake?
Yeah.
Yeah, to me?
Yeah.
So I ain't saying shit to you.
Very.
When I say something to you, it's going to be about work. Hey, they sent over to what's the name, here's that. That's the internet.
So
the fuck am I greeting you for? I don't fuck with you.
Unless it's understood that y'all hashed out y'all shit and y'all decent.
Oh yeah, we don't have a problem, and then we say we're gonna be cordial.
Like
that's different. That's not fake.
Like some Gucci Jeezy shit or something.
Yeah. They see each other now. It's cool.
Right.
But before all that, they see each other. What's up, bro? You fake as fuck.
Gotcha.
You know you don't like this man.
I can go for that.
Yeah.
I can go for that.
All right.
I can go for that.
I walk in the motherfucker, see Shy. I don't see you. We don't fuck with each other.
Period. Mm-hmm. At all.
Mm-hmm.
But I walk in the motherfucker one day because I'm in a good mood. What's up, Shy? And she be like, I gotta respect that.
Yeah.
I won't even fuck with you. What the fuck am I even speaking to you for? What?
Yeah.
But we still can get the job done. We still can mutually want to see this shit win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you think?
No, you're right. Yeah. When you break it down like that, you're right.
But you
have to compromise to some point.
Yes.
But I just can't. I just. That's a bad. I just say that.
Go ahead.
If you're 99.9% real and 0.1% fake, that don't make you fake.
How?
You can't be fucking 1% black and not be black.
Nah,
You can't but you just said everybody in here has done some fake shit.
Thomas Jefferson was a fucking president.
But you just said everybody in here did some fake shit.
He had 1% of a fucking black piece of fucking whatever inside of him. He was a black nigga president.
I get what you're saying, Screen. You're saying you, just because you do what you got to do,
that don't make you fake.
What make you fake is if you kick some fake shit amongst us, what you saying you fuck with. To me, that's a fake action, and it is what it is.
I got you.
Like, but if you, that don't make you a fake-ass person. That make you fake for agenda. You get what I'm saying? Like, you faking it. Do your, everybody that got a job don't want to go to the motherfucking job. A real job, 9 to 5. But they got to walk in that motherfucker, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
They got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that when I get out of work, I'm a fake-ass nigga.
Yeah, I did what I got to do
to feed my family.
I think it's more fucked up if you're not doing what you got to do and putting that ego and pride there and not feeding your family. I think that's more fucked
up. But you got some people that live by that and be stuck in their own ways and don't get no money with nobody.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Worse than
that's
the worst.
That's a dummy.
Yeah, that's ignorant.
Like, I don't fuck with them, so shit. Them folk got them, man, them folk got to mean. I don't even want to hear what they got to say. You just a dummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So in this world, you do have to compromise sometime and do some fake-ass shit.
You are right.
You got to.
Right.
How not?
Yeah.
You're right.
All right.
But that don't make you fake.
Huh?
But that don't make
that
you
don't make
fake.
You a fake that's person a, because at the end of the day, you can come to the bank and tell me the honest God truth. Mm. Like, man, you know, I don't even really want to go in there, motherfucker, bro. And I can help you go, bro. Nah, bro, you got it, bro. Think we all mow down or whatever.
Navigate
so you knowing, like, the fake shit is when you, to me, fake is when you trick your damn self. Like, I know I don't like Shy, but I'm trying to fake her out. Like, I do like you and you should like me. That's fake as fuck.
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Reality TV shit.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, now I get what you're saying, Screen. Like, shit. I'm gonna do what I gotta do. But that's like, but you ain't finna goddamn fake kick it with a nigga that you ain't getting no money with. No, you see a nigga you don't fuck with, fuck you. I don't know you.
Right.
It's up when I see you. Actually,
I'm just saying, like, I'm walking straight past you, like, violent. I don't even see you. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't fuck with you. That's real within that.
Yeah.
But if I gotta see you, I gotta walk past you. What's up? Ooh. And then motherfucker be like, shit, you just said you ain't fuck with him. You fake ass. But
I'm scared of these chairs. I want to lean back so bad.
Nah.
I don't know.
Salute that. Joe Biden tricked us. Fuck y'all niggas. And goddamn it. Sometimes.
You feel like Joe Biden tricked you?
Huh?
I feel like Joe Biden tricked us. We ain't gotta ask that question, babe.
Yeah.
We gotta get
it. Do you?
Not me, because I ain't vote.
That's a big fact. That's a good one, Shantae.
That shit didn't trick me neither, cause I already knew what it was.
Hey, check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com.
Kanye 2024,
bigfactspod.com.
Bing bong
merch, Big Facts live tickets, all that good shit. Happy Big Facts Friday. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.